This is Suzanne Bazerman interviewing Bob Winston at his studio in Concord, California on July 31st, 2002 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. Well, as we've been kind of chatting up to this moment, I thought maybe we could start with a little bit of background on where you came from, where you were born, and what your early years were like. Can you fill me in on that?
I could fill you in for years on that. I was born in Long Beach, and then I was moved down to Huntington Beach, along the coast, and at the age of 19 months, I ran away from home, and they found me 2.5 blocks away from the house, playing in a garage. That would be in 1917.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All cars had toolboxes because the cars did not run very far in those days. So they got me out of there, and from there on, I have built things and made things ever since.
Now, tell me a little bit about who discovered you. Who's they that discovered you in the garage?
About 10 or 15 people hunting for me because I was in the garage 2.5 blocks away and only 19 months old.
Yeah, that's barely...
You don't have children running around.
So what about your folks? Were they part of that group that was the search party?
They were as panicky as anybody. Uh-huh. And of course, that was in 1917.
That's a while ago.
So Huntington Beach was not very very populated. Mm. It was right on the coastline there, probably a block and a half off of the ocean, and a steep cliff clear down to the ocean from there on. So there was plenty of things that people could be panicky about.
And were you their only child? Or
no. Soon after that, my sister was born, and that was a very important thing because I apparently was born with dyslexia, and I did not learn to speak well. And my little sister, who was a little over a year old, or 2 or 3 years old when we were in driving up the coast, I went up down the coast or back the coast to Long Beach from Huntington Beach, and she ran out in front of a car and was killed. But what is important about her is that she knew how to talk to me, and nobody could talk to me with my dyslexic. Words were not made that. So that when she was killed, then I had a very long time, and I was in the I was 7 year old when they let me get into kindergarten.
So kind of a, would you call it a late bloomer?
I was, all of that. But I always made things. I've always put things together. And
was somebody else in your family oriented to
my later proved things? That my favorite man was my grandfather, who was an inventor. And my father couldn't drive a nail straight. If I could skip about 10 words there, when I was building in Arizona, I gave my my son, who was very much like his grandfather, a nail to nail some boards. And I looked up, and there were all the nails right straight through. And that was my family was that way. And my son turned out to be about 190 IQ.
Really?
Yeah, very, very bright, and so that.
But in a different way than you, it sounds like.
In every way, he is bright. Yeah, he's a psychiatrist. He handles 4 different hospitals in
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Now, and my mother was a very bright lady, but very, very, very anti